Welcome to Ancient Faith Presents. I'm Bobby Maddox, Operations Manager of Ancient Faith Radio. And today I will be speaking once again with Alexi Krindach. He is the Research Coordinator of the Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops of the United States of America. Welcome to the program, Alexi.
Bobby, thank you so much for having me. It's always fun to be part of your programs. Thank you so much.
All right, so what new data do you have to share with us today?
Well, it's not exactly data. What we will be talking today is entirely new map. The map which shows locations of all bishops on the territory of the United States, their names, jurisdictional affiliations, and in addition, what is really unique about this map, for each county of United States, this map also indicates the number of Orthodox parishes which are located in each county. So basically, you have full Orthodox geography of the United States of America. You have locations of bishops, names, jurisdictions, and you have locations of all parishes.
Awesome. So what is the total number of Orthodox bishops and parishes in the United States?
Well, as of today, we have 52 active bishops residing on the territory of United States. We have a few who are retired, but they're technically not members of assembly. So we are talking about 52 bishops, including primates, diocesan bishops, auxiliary bishops. And we are talking about 1900, a little bit less than that, but let's say 1900 of Orthodox parishes between all jurisdictions combined.
Okay, so if we have 52 bishops and we have 1,900 approximately parishes, that means that a single bishop has on average about, 35 to 40 parishes to work with. Is this about right?
Well, not exactly. It's like to say what is average temperature of a patient in a hospital. Not exactly. So, in fact, we have some bishops who have much more parishes and some bishops who have very, very few parishes. The bishops with greatest number of parishes are Bishop Alexander, Orthodox Church in America, because he is a ruling bishop of two dioceses, Bulgarian Diocese and Diocese of the South. So under his homophorion, he has 96 parishes. And the second number of parishes is with Bishop David, again, Orthodox Church in America, Alaska, 86 parishes. And finally, Bishop Gregory of Nyssa, who is the ruling bishop of our American Carpato-Russian Orthodox Diocese, has 80 parishes. But then we have some active bishops who have very few parishes. For example, Bishop Ilia, Albanian diocese. The whole Albanian diocese consists of just two parishes. Or Bishop John, who is a bishop for Antiochian diocese of Worcester, just 11 parishes. So, like I said, there is a huge discrepancy. Some bishops have a lot of parishes and some of bishops have just a few.
Yes, the map shows that there are certain areas in the U.S. with a much greater number and a much higher concentration of Orthodox parishes as well. And the map also shows that almost all bishops, and this is really interesting, likewise reside in those same areas. So here's my question. Do the bishops follow the parishes and reside nearby? Or is it that more new parishes are established in the areas where bishops are present?
Well, you know, you asked a very interesting question because I asked this question myself many times. What I'm getting from my service, of course, nobody really can say for sure, but what I'm getting from my service, whenever you do a survey of either clergy or parishioners and you ask something about their respective bishops, very frequent motive is we would like to have our hierarch to visit us more often. You know, we haven't seen our ruling bishop for year and a half, 2 years, whatever. So my hunch is we would have much more parishes in the areas where they are currently not present. If you look on the map, pretty much the whole central part of the United States is sort of empty. If bishops would be willing to move their places of residence so that they could be closer to newly established parishes and missions. So my sense is that it's parishes who follow bishops. Also, of course, it is goes back and forth.
Okay, so as you said, this map pretty much simply shows the locations of bishops, their affiliation with different Orthodox jurisdictions, and their names. But perhaps you have some additional data on our bishops. What can you tell us about them in terms of demographics?
Well, you know, it's really not on the map, but once I put everything on the map, I really got curious myself. And I started to look through their biographies, and most of them are officially available. Just digging through data and looking at demographics and everything. So I found a few interesting things which sort of attracted my attention. When I looked at their age, we have quite a big span of about 50 years. So the two oldest bishops who are currently active bishops in the United States is Archbishop Demetrios, who is Archbishop of Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, and Metropolis Iakovos, who is also Metropolitan of Greek Orthodox Archdiocese. And they both are 88 years old. And what is also important, both of those hierarchs are also the most senior one in terms of how long time they are bishops. So they were consecrated 49 years ago in case of Archbishop Demetrios and 47 years ago in case of Metropolitan Iakovos. So both of those bishops, Archbishop Demetrios and Metropolitan Iakovos, are the oldest, not only in terms of their physical age, but in terms of their seniority, by how long time they have been bishops. Two youngest bishops are both from ROKOR, Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia. Bishop Irinei, who is auxiliary bishop for Diocese of the West, is just 38 years old. And Bishop Nicholas of ROKOR, who is Bishop of Manhattan, also vicar bishop, he is 42 years old. But then I also got interested and started to look at who were the youngest bishop by time when they became bishops. And it turns out that the youngest bishop, who was the youngest one when he became a bishop, is Bishop Longin of Serbian Orthodox Church. He was just 30 years old when he was made a bishop. And then the second youngest bishop, in terms of when he became a bishop, was Bishop Saba, who is bishop for Georgian Orthodox parishes. And he was made a bishop when he was just 33 years old. Both cases are sort of exceptional cases because the normal anticipation is you really do not become bishops until you're 35. It is not exactly cut in the stone, but that's sort of, you know, rule people try to obey. So, but in any case, in case of Bishop Longin and Bishop Saba, they were made bishops when they were very young. And then, of course, people always ask question, you know, how many great Orthodox we have and how many bishops who are converts to Orthodoxy. So out of 52, 44 were born into Orthodox Church, and 8 are converts to Orthodox Church. And in terms of where bishops were born, believe it or not, but strong majority of our bishops were born actually in the United States. So out of 52 bishops, 32 were born in North America, and only 20 bishops were born overseas, and they came to the United States in the later stages of your life. So those are sort of interesting facts.
All right. And again, the map shows really a concentration of parishes in some areas of the United States and many empty territories where there are no Orthodox parishes at all. Talk a little bit about the Orthodox geography in America.
Okay. Well, like I said, and you, as like you said, when you look on the map, it has become clear that Orthodox people who attend church, are distributed geographically very unevenly. So if we look on the level of the states, 45%, nearly half of our population, Orthodox church attenders, live in just 5 states: New York, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. So 45% of our people live in those 5 states. To compare, only 28% of the general American population lives in those 5 states. Those are big states, but like I said, Orthodox are disproportionately present in those 5 states. But the most amazing is when you look on county level, and this is exactly what this map allows you to do. So here is statistics. United States as of today has 3,143 counties or county equivalent. Okay? Now, our churches, our parishes, are present in 626 counties. So we have churches in each 5th county of United States. However, if you look at the top counties where by number of Orthodox people who live in those counties, 50%, half of our church members are concentrated in just 35 top counties. So in other words, we have 626 counties with one or other Orthodox church present, but 35 top of them aggregate 50% of all our population. What it means effectively, 50% of Orthodox people reside in just 1.1% of U.S. counties, because we have 3,143 counties total, but 50% of Orthodox people live in just 35 counties. Isn't it amazing? They are really highly concentrated.
Well, Alexei, we know that of all American Orthodox jurisdictions, the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America is by far the biggest, at least in terms of church membership. How big actually is the difference between GOA membership and that of other American Orthodox jurisdictions? Also, does the GOA dominate in terms of members and parishes everywhere in America?
Well, first of all, you are quite correct. Not only Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America is the biggest one. In fact, Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America, in terms of membership, not number of parishes, but in terms of number of members, is bigger than all other jurisdictions combined, roughly. Basically, in the United States, you have about 800,000 of people who participate in the local Orthodox parish life. We don't know how many people call themselves Orthodox, but what we know for sure, about 800,000 of people in America, children and adults combined, they attend in local parishes. Now, out of 800,000, 477,000 attend in Greek Orthodox parishes, which means effectively Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America accounts for about 60%, 60, of people who attend in one or another church. Generally speaking, if you look state by state, by number of church members and parishes, Greek Orthodox Archdiocese dominates in most, but not all states. So here are a few exceptions. In states of Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, and Oklahoma, the biggest jurisdiction is Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese. Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese dominates in those states both by number of parishes and by number of members. In Texas, the Orthodox Archdiocese is largest jurisdiction by number of parishes, but not by number of church members. The largest Orthodox jurisdictions in Alaska and North Dakota is Orthodox Church in America, which dominates in those two states both in terms of members and parishes. In the states of Connecticut, Delaware, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Washington, and Wisconsin, Greek Orthodox Archdiocese still dominates in terms of the number of church members, but OCA prevails by the number of parishes. So you have more members in Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, but more parishes in case of OCA. So as you can see, Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America is generally speaking dominating Orthodox church life in America, but there are some remarkable exceptions.
Well, Alexei, your map, as such, presents really just the current static picture of Orthodoxy in the United States. But are American Orthodox churches growing around the U.S.? Are they enlarging their presence in terms of geography?
Here is what I can tell you for sure. I really don't know, and nobody really has reliable figures on are we growing or are we declining in members. We will have those figures in 2020 because we will have next U.S. Orthodox religious census. So far we got data for 2010, so we need to wait 10 years for the next one. But what I can tell for sure is that Orthodox churches in America are growing in number of parishes and in terms of their geographic presence. Here are actual data. Between 2000 and 2010, during 10 years, the total number of parishes and monastic communities that belong to various assembly jurisdictions increased from 1689 to 1936, which means increase was 15% in terms of number of parishes and monastic communities. In terms of geographic growth, in 2000, our parishes and monasteries were present in only 516 counties. Today, as I said before, we have our presence in 626 counties. So we definitely are growing in number of parishes and in terms of how geographically we are widespread. That's for sure.
Well, Alexei, having talked about it for quite some time now, I'm sure that listeners are interested to know where they can view the map itself. What is the best way to do that?
That's really very nice. And by the way, not only view, but to get for themselves. They don't need to view. So what they need to do, they need to go to Assembly of Bishops website, which is www.assemblyofbishops.org. And when they look on the very, very front page of this website, they will find a number of quick links. And one of them says research and statistics. So if they click on their research and statistics, they will get a bunch of my stuff. But one of them will be this map. And so it is in PDF format, quite nice map. And so people can download it and use it for themselves. So again, front page of Assembly of Bishops. And then on the right-hand side, there is a link which calls research and statistics. You go there and you got this map.
Well, Alexei, you visit us approximately four times a year, so I know you always have something in the works. What's in store for you next? What research projects are in the offing?
You know what, Bobby, we really got two interesting ones. One is about to be finished. In fact, it is already finished and submitted for review. And another is about to begin. The one which is finished and now under process of review and some corrections, we did a quite unique study on evangelization and outreach in American Orthodox parishes. Well, first of all, we know that compared to many other Christian denominations, Orthodox churches don't really place a lot of emphasis on evangelization and outreach. But we do have parishes, actually quite a few, which are put it that way much better than others in terms of their evangelization and outreach. So what was unique about this project, it was truly first ever study which would be called National Study on Orthodox Evangelization and Outreach, because we had parishes in our sample which represent seven jurisdictions and which cover all geographic territories of the United States. So when this project will be released, people can look for themselves what does it take to be a parish, Orthodox parish, which is excellent in terms of their evangelization and outreach work. So this project is already finished, and the one which I am about to begin is also rather unique. Today, if people would go on the website of Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops, they would find a few directories. They would find directory of parishes and they would find directory of monastic communities, and they can look up by jurisdictions, by the states. What we realized is missing is directory of Orthodox cemeteries and funeral homes. And many of our parishioners, they look for those places, and there is no single directory which would go across jurisdictions, which would show people, okay, the nearest Orthodox cemetery or the nearest Orthodox funeral home is here. Problem is that Orthodox cemeteries are divided between dioceses. Some of them are run by dioceses, some of them are run by individual parishes, some of them are run by monasteries. And so someone can live in a town A, and he wouldn't know that in a town B, which is 15 miles away, there is a local monastic community, but it belongs to different jurisdictions, and run Orthodox cemetery. So my goal will be to accumulate all those data on Orthodox cemeteries and Orthodox funeral homes, and to give people as full as possible information on those places.
Well, we look forward to hearing the results of that research, Alexei, and I thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bob. I wanted to mention something in conclusion,
sure.
If I may.
Yeah, please.
You asked me about, you know, big projects. What I wanted to say, those are big projects which are approved by Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops. But I am getting a lot of questions either for data or advice on how to conduct certain research from seminary students who are working on their theses, from local parishes, or from the clergy, or from lay people. And point is, I'm always available. I'm available for everyone, and there is no need to wait for official assembly big project. If local parishes or our parishioners or clergy need some sort of data, or if they have some questions related to the Orthodox church life, I'm always available to help. So I just invite everyone to ask me questions, and if I am able to provide advice and help, I am more than glad to do so.
Very good. Well, once again, I've been speaking with Alexei Krindach. He is the research coordinator of the Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops of the United States of America. I'm Bobby Maddox, and this has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.